In the studio, we have John and Beth Bramlett. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John, that was your voice we heard in that song. That is an original.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play too many original songs here on Palmetto Mornings, but we're going to hold off on your story in a quick second and begin with your wonderful wife, Beth. Beth, May is Melanoma Awareness Month.
Yes,
and this is something that hits close to home. Take us back 3 years ago.
I'll tell you what, you know, you hear about people having cancer, you kind of have an idea about it, but I'm the first one in my family who has had something major like this happen from way back. Like, there's no history of cancer in my family. So just, you know, it was just really kind of overnight. I was healthy 1 month. The next month, my stomach looks like I'm 9 months pregnant, and we have a CT scan and found a tumor, and we really thought it was like an ovarian-type cancer, but I went to the hospital, had that fluid drained, and so they tested and could do the study on that to see what it was, and that's how we knew it was metastatic melanoma, and through the other scans, found three or four other reasonable sized spots, one in my lung, another one in my abdomen. And so it kind of really overnight
happened.
It was just crazy.
And Beth, most of the time, melanoma, we know that more as a skin cancer. So
yes,
we hear that about like a mole on your skin or, you know, places that pop up visibly that you can see, you know, from the outside. But with your case, this is all internal. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
So it can happen.
And the doctor said sometimes, like our skin, I could have had a mole that was cancerous and my skin knew, okay, this is bad. And my body itself took care of it, but not before the disease got into my bloodstream.
What has taken place over the last 3 years? What has your journey been like?
It's really kind of like if you give a mouse a cookie and all this other stuff happens. But we started with an oral chemo treatment to get the speed of it to decrease because apparently it was growing really fast. And then I went through immunotherapy and did that for about 9 months, which really worked great. Then we had a spot pop up on my right ovary that did come back metastatic melanoma as well. So we went ahead and did a whole hysterectomy, and my thyroid is blown out. I have rheumatoid arthritis now. So there's been a few other little hiccups along the way, but just from treatment. But the treatment has really worked for me. And if you look back at metastatic melanoma over, you know, even the past like 5 years, the changes in what the doctors can do now and people who are living longer with it, because this really used to be a death sentence. I feel very fortunate and will live with the arthritis for as long as I have to.
I don't know if you're watching this interview on our social media channels or CN2, but the whole time she's describing this, Beth, you've got the biggest smile on your face.
I was about to say, you have a smile that lights up the room.
Right.
You have a great smile, and you're so positive, which I love because there's people listening who, you know, like you said, it could be a death sentence.
And I don't know what it was. You know, when I was in the hospital having the fluid removed, like one of my sisters, you know, long time later, she was like, yeah, when I saw you that day, I just thought it was the end. The oncologist that we do, Dr. Amin, amazing, told him to prepare for the worst. And from like the first time I saw him, I think it was like 3 weeks later, I had been on the oral chemo and was coming back to check. Like, I seriously don't think he even recognized me when I walked in. But there was something while I was in the hospital, just a piece, like, okay, this isn't the end.
Mm.
And I do think attitude and just belief. I've read some good books recommended by my sister. I have a sister who just jumps in full force with everything, studied everything, like helped me change my diet, had me read books. And one of the books I read early on was a book that just showed other people going through their journey and changes they made to kind of fight along with medicine, some without medicine. And that theory, you know, if others can beat it, why not me? So I just quickly felt at peace that it wasn't the end.
We are in recovering.
Yes.
Recovery right now is
correct.
The term we use in your fight against melanoma. And we're so proud of you. You've got a strong body and a great smile, a great outlook on life. But
amazing support system from my immediate family to everyone else is huge.
Well, sitting beside you is your husband, John Bramlett. Yes. And John, as a spouse watching your wife go through this, you want to help, right? You want to, what can I do to ease your pain? And you found writing an original song to help you also process what was going on in your life?
Well, one thing that I was warned about, because we had some friends who are still dealing with cancer, was that, you know, as a male, we want to fix everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fix it, which is very frustrating. I started the song just because of everything that you just talked about. Her positivity, her strength, you know, just how strong she was. And so I started putting down some stuff and some lyrics and stuff. And I finally put some chords to it with a guitar. And then it just kind of set, and I kind of got stuck in the mud. So we started going to live band karaoke here in Rock Hill at Slow Play Brewery. And I started taking guitar lessons from Jason Poor, a local musician. And I told him about the song about 3 months after going into it. And he says, because Jason's a very positive person, and he says, okay, John, we're going to finish the song and we're going to record it. And we do it up at Joe Miller Studios, where the lessons are, at the Wave Lab. So we did. And we recorded that there, and with the help of Woody Norwood, who's a local drummer, and we recorded it and finished in December. And then we kind of put it off because we wanted to wait till May with Levine and run it through their webpage so we can get some funds.
So it's called Strength of a Lion. And again, you heard it as we were going into this interview. And when we wrap it up, you'll hear the back end of it. But was it therapeutic for you, John?
Absolutely.
To process what was going on, to your point, guys, in general, it's something in our DNA. We want to fix everything. Mm-hmm. What can I do? How can I help? And then you couldn't in this one. You obviously are there to support Beth. And then Beth, to know that he wrote this song about your journey, and hopefully it's going to inspire millions around the world. What's the reaction there from you?
You know, I don't like to be the center of attention. So to have this is just kind of different. But he's just, from the time I've met him, his ability to sing and be in front of people has just been amazing. And I have just begged him this whole time, you need to do something with your music at some level. So to see him build this excitement right now, and to be ready to share it with the world and do it for a reason that we benefited from with the melanoma, the research, even with him giving all this money to Levine's cancer, you know, they have a foundation that also directly helps patients. Patients can go there and, you know, request money to pay their bills. And how quickly this happens, sometimes money is a huge burden. So even to have that knowing he could be touching someone individually by helping them get from month to month is huge. And like I said earlier, with how much research has grown over the last 5 years with melanoma, maybe 10 years, they're going to keep doing that. And to knowing that this can just have a small impact in that is huge. Because he's a teacher. I used to be a teacher. You know, we don't have just tens of hundreds of thousand dollars sitting somewhere to make those contributions. Mm. So to know this is how he's choosing to use his talent is really amazing.
Well, and music is a universal language. I mean, it's, you know, and so you're not only helping to raise funds, but you're also giving people hope, like you talk about in the song, and strength. And if anybody hears that song who's also going through something like this, you know, it also can make them feel like they're not alone, you know, like he also knows how I feel, or, you know, she also knows how I feel. And sometimes that's just, that's half the battle, like you said, the the attitude, and, you know, knowing that someone's on the other side rooting for you is also huge. So I just, I commend you both, and y'all are inspirational.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, one thing I would tell people out there that Beth and I learned, because it's not in our human nature to ask people for help. We want to fix everything. We want to do everything on our own. And what we learn about is people who are going through, it doesn't have to be cancer. It could be something traumatic. It could be, you know, it doesn't even have to be a sickness, that you have to ask people for help, or you have to accept help when people offer it to you. And we had to learn how to do that, and it made life easier for us. I mean, it really did. So.
And I would always add to that, that if you are in a position to help, don't always even say, what can I do to help? Because at that moment of time, you have no clue what you need. And then on top of that, not wanting to ask for help. So we had several friends who just did. They just showed up at our door. The Robinsons, which they've gone through their struggles with cancer as well.
We know them well.
Yes, that... You know, and many people like that, that just did. They didn't ask, what do you need? You know, they just sent, whether it was gift cards or checks or meals showing up at the door, or coming and just showing up to take our kids somewhere. All those little things really just add up with helping and supporting.
They are the Bramlett family. John teaches at Northwestern High School, and you all have been married how long?
27 years.
She still got it, John.
Yep, 1998.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what a wonderful story. Beth, we're so proud of you. Thank you. That smile going.
Absolutely.
You're just a bright light, considering what your body's going through. And again, Melanoma Awareness Month happens in May, and Beth's case, it didn't happen visibly on the outside, but wear your sunscreen.
Yes.
Seek the shade when you can. I think that's a great lesson for all of us, no matter how old we are. Keep that in mind. Yes. And John, what a wonderful song to, you know, perform in honor of your wife, but it's going to help so many more. So we're going to go out with this song. Again, it's called Strength of a Lion. It was written and performed by John Bramlett.